Well, today, August 1st, is the feast day of St. Alphonsus Liguori, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, the founder of the Redemptorist Order. I'm sure many of you grew up with these powerful Redemptorist missions and missionary priests that would come to your parish. St. Alphonsus Liguori was born in Naples in the year 1696 into a very wealthy and well-known family, the Liguori family. And his father was an officer in the Royal Navy. He was baptized with the name Alphonsus, Mary, Anthony, John, Francis, Cosmas, Damien, Michael, Casper. But they called him Al for short. He was a genius. At the age of 13, he began to study law. By the time he was 16, he had two PhDs, one in canon law and one in civil law. Here he was, a young lawyer, 16 years of age, having his own practice. He practiced law for 10 years until he gave up that to become a priest. He had seen so much of the corruption within the Naples court, and so he finally discovered his true vocation, which was to become a diocesan priest. So he began by working and hearing confessions and preaching. His personality was very friendly, very kind, with a quiet sense of humor. He was a wonderful confessor. He also was a great musician. He wrote music, he wrote poetry, as well as other articles about the faith. He tried to combat the heresy of the day, which was Jansenism, a very strict and harsh interpretation, a heresy that was eventually uprooted by promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the love of God and the mercy of God and tender and true devotion to Our Lady. He founded the Redemptorist Order. He helped establish an order of nuns as well as brothers and priests. And he named the Redemptorist after Christ the Redeemer. He loved that title of Christ the Redeemer, that Christ paid the price for our sins. His order would give parish missions and travel throughout Italy, giving retreats, preaching, especially in the rural areas as well as in the slums. He was then chosen to be a bishop at age 66. He refused at first, but the Pope made him become a bishop. During his time as bishop, he wrote countless volumes. In fact, one of his volumes, a three-volume work in moral theology, became a standard for hundreds of years. In fact, in that three-volume set, he quotes over 800 authors, fathers and doctors of the Church, and has 70,000 references just in that three-volume set. He continued to, as a bishop, to reform his diocese by reforming the seminary and emphasizing the importance of confession, regular confession, as well as devotion to the Eucharist and the Blessed Mother. By the time he was 71, he was badly crippled. His neck was so badly bent over that he had a wound in his chest because of how bent over his neck was. And he lived for about 20 years in that condition. And there he was at the end of his life. He was crippled. He lost his sight almost completely. He lost his hearing almost completely. And even at the end of his life, the order he had founded was split in two. He had a very difficult last couple years of his life. He experienced the dark night of the soul, feeling abandoned by God for 18 months. He had temptations against his faith, against every virtue. He dealt with fear, with scrupulosity. And even before his death, some of the people in the order made him sign a document. Because he could not see or hear carefully, he was not able to see what document he was signing, and which split the order in two and kicked himself out of his own order. So he had terrible sufferings at the end of his life. And yet, throughout this, he had moments of joy and ecstasy that God continued to give him little glimpses of hope and ecstasy and joy during the last years of his life. He died at age 91 and beatified in the year 1816, canonized in 1839, declared a doctor of the church, one of the preeminent theologians in 1871, and he's declared the patron saint of all moral theologians in the year 1950. He wrote countless volumes, in fact 16 volumes on the faith, including one of the greatest books ever written on the Blessed Mother called The Glories of Mary. He also wrote a book on the Holy Eucharist. He wrote The Way of the Cross, The Stations of the Cross that we use every Friday night here at our parish. And I think what we can especially learn from him was his love of the confessional. They say he was so gentle and kind in confession, and that he loved Our Lady and the Blessed Sacrament. Those were his two greatest loves. And as St. John Bosco tells us, that those are the two pillars of our spiritual life. Have to be the Blessed Mother and the Eucharist. And if we put ourselves in between those two pillars, we'll never go astray. If we stay close to Our Lady and then have great love for the Eucharist, I'm sure that with God's grace, we could all become a saint, just like St. Alphonsus Liguori. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic, and I encourage you to venerate the relic of this saintly bishop and doctor of the church after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Alphonsus Liguori, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.